I had woken up again with my hand between my legs. Wet. I squirmed and blushed a bit. It was the same dream. Well, not exactly the same, but it was about him. Again. I shouldn't be thinking about these things. I shouldn't. I thought to myself as I continued to press my fingers inside me. I arched my back, raising my hips, pressing the top of my palm into my pelvis, moaning as I let my fingers press inside me, and I pressed harder and harder into my hand. Oh, fuck. Squirming and groaning, I felt a wave of pleasure wash over me. Collapsing back down in the bed, I closed my eyes and let the warm thoughts of his words and his eyes seep into my consciousness. Those eyes, so kind and gentle, so knowing, so powerful. I'd been caught staring into them more than once. Our eyes meeting, and then I would quickly and awkwardly look away. He would just always smile. I would always blush. He had been a fixture in our home for as long as I could remember. A family friend. My father's business partner. Always here for the holidays and so much more. He was so handsome and confident. Always self-assured. Warm and funny. He could always make me laugh. Always. But when he lost his wife, it devastated him. That was a few years ago now, and since then, he's been around a lot more. We knew it was hard on him, but he never let it show. He was strong and proud, but never cold or distant. My heart broke for him, and more than anything, I wanted to help him, comfort him, let him know that he was in my thoughts. Over the past year, I had been dreaming about him. Dreams that made me want things I knew I could never have. He was much older and much more experienced. I had dated, I had boyfriends, but I had never let myself explore. Not in the way I did in my dreams. Not in the way I dreamed of being with him. It wasn't some kind of moral choice. I wasn't saving myself. It just had never felt right. Or maybe they had never felt right. Why did I have to fall asleep to let this part of me out? Why did it have to be just a dream? Maybe if I... No. I stopped myself. In my dreams, I am free. Maybe that would have to be enough. And it was for the next few weeks. It was a Friday. I remember it perfectly. He was in the sitting room just after dinner. As was their weekend tradition, he would sit with my father after a wonderful meal and sip cognac and smoke a cigar. That scent I had grown up with. It smelled like home. Like something warm and loving. So familiar. So many good memories. Father poured a glass and asked if I would be kind enough to take it into the sitting room and serve him. My heart pounded. I flushed. I tripped over my words. I couldn't decide between I'd love to and of course, so what came out was love course. I tried to steady my hand while I took the glass and walked to the sitting room. Serve him. The words stuck in my head. And when I opened the door and stepped into the room, he looked up and smiled at me warmly. I was blushing and he noticed. I offered the glass to him. I didn't hand it, I offered it. I have no idea why or what was running through my head. I was having flashbacks from my dreams of touching myself. I lowered my head, looked at the floor, and raised my hands, holding the glass, unable to look at him. I wasn't myself. And then the words escaped my lips. Your drink, sir, I whispered softly. Silence. The moment stretched into an eternity, head bowed, holding that glass. Insides just squirming. His hand brushed against mine as he took the glass. Good girl, he'd said softly. My mind went blank. Those two words, they weren't just words. They were from my dreams. Every dream I had ever had of him, I didn't just hear them, I felt them. I blushed and froze for a moment. No words. I stood up, unable to even look at him, and hurried out of the room. Back to my bedroom. Skirt raised. Panties down. Hand on my pussy. It didn't take long to be moaning and squirming. Eyes closed tight. Good girl. His words rang in my ears. His voice, his tone. I started to whisper it over and over as I masturbated on the bed. Later, I went back downstairs and sat by the door, listening to them talk and laugh. The scent of cigars occasionally carried by a breeze under the door. I pulled my knees up to my chest and just listened. I used to do this as a little girl. It's been 20 years since I'd sat there and just listened like that. It felt different now, but just as special. That night, more dreams. The next morning, more touching myself. Monday morning, I was asked to make a delivery. Some papers needed to be signed. Father was busy and asked me if I could drop them off. To him, at his house. I panicked. I wanted to, but I was also afraid, anxious, and squirming. But I agreed. I sat in the car for like an hour outside his house. Finally, I walked in the door, rang the bell, and waited. When it opened, I didn't know what to say. He broke the awkward silence, inviting me in. He offered me a drink. I politely declined, sitting and saying nothing. He looked down at the envelope in my hands. Is that for me? He asked. I nodded and started to hand it to him. And then, God help me, I did something. I kneeled. I lowered my head. I raised my hands, holding the envelope, and said softly, "For you, sir." I stiffened, waiting for him to laugh or to scold me or kick me out of his house. But he didn't. He just took the envelope from my hands, opened it, and then, good girl. I trembled. The next thing I felt was the tip of his finger under my chin, gently pressing and guiding my head up. My eyes met his. He was close. I could feel his breath on my face. I closed my eyes, opened my mouth, and leaned forward to kiss him. Oh God, how I wanted to feel his lips on mine. My lips met his finger. "Not yet," he whispered in my ear. His strong hand brushed my hair back over my ear. He kissed my ear softly and gently. He told me I was beautiful, and I melted. "Thank you, sir," I responded, the words more escaping my lips than being spoken. He looked back into my eyes. "Are you sure that you want this?" he asked. That voice, the one I had known for years, it sent chills through my body. "Yes, sir," I said breathlessly. "I want to take care of you. I want to please you. I want to." I was blushing more now. "You want to what?" he asked. "You can tell me." "I want to be exactly what you desire," I confessed. And then he kissed me. Our lips met. I opened my mouth, wanting his tongue to invade me. My whole body was tingling, and I felt his hand grab my hair, pulling in and forcing me into him. He kissed me harder, and as he did, I surrendered to him. I had never been kissed with such passion before, or desire. I stopped thinking, just letting myself feel him. For that moment, I was his, completely. I was on my knees. I could feel the floor pressing against them, and it was uncomfortable, but it felt good. Like where I belonged, on my knees, for him. My hands fumbled a bit, reaching up and feeling his cock through his pants. It was so hard. I leaned down and pressed my cheek into his lap, pressing into it, wanting it. I caressed it with my hands and he reached down and unbuckled his belt and released the top button of his pants. "Have you ever?" he started to ask. I looked up, blushing, and shook my head. I bit my lip and lowered my eyes. He gently guided my head back up, his eyes meeting mine. "Let me teach you," he said softly. His voice was so tender, but also commanding. "Yes, sir," I said, inhaling softly. This time, his "good girl" hit me much harder. I wanted to. I had to. I needed to be his good girl. And when he freed his cock from his pants, I lowered my head and placed a gentle kiss on it before sliding it over my cheek. I kissed his balls and then let my tongue slowly trace along the underside of his cock, lingering just a bit at the top. I felt his hand on the back of my head, guiding. My lips pressed to the head of his cock. I parted my lips and felt a slide into my mouth. It was the first time I had ever had a cock in my mouth, and it filled me completely. I felt a blur of emotions. Breathe through your nose, he instructed, and I did, realizing I had been holding my breath. Just relax. Wrap your lips around me and suck gently. I am going to press a bit deeper now. He moaned softly as I felt him slide deeper into my mouth. I felt hungry for his cock, sucking it gently, letting my tongue twirl all around it. Good girl. Now my pussy was tingling. I could feel myself getting wet. I could smell myself too, my wetness blending in with the scent of his cock, his musk and essence filling my senses. He encouraged me to go a bit deeper, gently pressing my head. I tried relaxing my jaw. I choked and gagged a bit. He relented, but only for a second. Pressing again, I felt myself gag. He slid his cock back just a bit, and I inhaled deeply through my nose. Then he was pressing into me again, his cock banging the back of my throat. I choked on it, still trying to suck him, to please him. My eyes were starting to tear up. As he fucked my face, I grew more and more passive, obedient. I was his to use, to fill. I sucked and licked as best as I could, his cock moving faster now, harder. I wanted to beg for his cum. I wanted to feel it inside of me. His hand pressed harder now, his cock filling me completely. I slipped my hand down between my legs and started to touch myself. I was dripping, aching. I really wanted him inside me. I wanted to beg him to fuck me, but his hard, throbbing cock silenced me. No words, just sputtering, choking, gagging. I could feel my drool running down my chin. I opened my eyes and looked up. His head was thrown back, eyes closed and body straining. I rubbed my clit harder and harder, almost painfully. Each time he thrusted, each time he fucked my face, I had renewed vigor. I could feel his cock throbbing and pulsing in my mouth. Oh God, he cried out. His body stiffened and I felt his hot cum hit the back of my throat, pumping more and more into my mouth. I swallowed, gasping and desperate to keep up. It started to come as he finished, overwhelmed knowing he'd come down my throat. He was inside me now. Slowly, he withdrew his cock from my mouth and I covered it in kisses as he did. I pressed my face into it. I wanted to kiss it. I wanted to worship it. I wanted him to know that my mouth was now his, as was every other part of me. He ran his hand through my hair and told me once again the words that I had wanted to hear. Such a good girl. I curled up at his feet, hugging his legs. He patted my head. When I looked up from the floor, he was already looking down at me, adoringly, warmly. I had pleased him, which is all I had ever wanted. His cock was still out, not quite hard, but not soft either. I took his balls in my hands and gently, tenderly kissed the head. I was worshiping it, just the way I had dreamed I might. After a time, I curled into his arms and he held me. Now we see each other a few times a week. I worship his cock and do my best to be his good girl. He teaches me how to please him, just how he likes, and I do my best to make sure that he feels taken care of in every way imaginable. My dreams about him may have stopped, but now something inside me has come to life. I see him, myself, even the world in a whole new way. And for the first time in my life, I am awake.